if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And boy, I got a lot of stuff, actually, a lot of like one-off news things that we could not cram in there today. And one thing, actually, if you've already listened to the podcast, you may have heard some of the calls that we got on this. But one lady hung up before we got a chance to take her call, and I'm really sad that we missed it. It was the thing that you swear it's never like this. Like when you invite people to church, and then all of a sudden, like they do a message on tithing, and you're like, oh, it's not always like this. I'm so sorry. This one lady called, and I so badly wanted to talk to her, and I don't know if we just had a technical thing where she hung up, maybe. Or where it got hung up on, or did she realize and think better of it, go, oh, maybe I don't want to do this because I gave my name. But she was telling us about the fact that she invited someone to go to church with her. So they are sitting there in church, and this was the day that the church decided that it was the time to share that the pastor of the church had been having an affair.
Yikes.
Like, oh man, like, and I don't know if that's one of those things that you're like, if you're visiting, it's kind of like if you're at somebody's house and you watch the mother and father fighting, it's so awkward. I remember as a kid, I used to go to one of my friend's house and his family just fought all the time. And I mean, they'd fight right in front of us. And it was so awkward. And it was so uncomfortable for me because my family didn't fight, you know? And so I was like, oh, this is really odd. But like, can you imagine, like, it's all their dirty laundry. So can you imagine showing up there and then here it is just paraded out there because they're taking care of family business. But if you're a visitor, maybe a disclaimer would be good from the pastor.
Yeah.
The whoever's making the announcement going, look, you know what? If you're here for the first time, you know what? Maybe go enjoy some coffee on us. You know, come here. I'm going to give you $10.
Oh, man.
We got to do some housekeeping up in here. But
today we will not be tithing.
Yeah, that would be hard, man. Like, but, or is it one of those things that you see it as a person who's on the outside and you go, all right, people make mistakes, but I'm glad that this church is owning it and not just sweeping it under the rug and they're dealing with it in public, all the dirty for people to see.
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard of a church actually getting out ahead of a situation like that. I'm sure that it was like a big deal for that church because I went to a church where he didn't have an affair, but they decided that he was not the leader for them at the time that the church was at, and I had just moved. And so when I visited back, and I was like, oh, where's Pastor so-and-so? They're like, oh, they moved on. And then I realized that...
moved them on.
I realized that, like, a lot of the people that I knew just weren't attending the church anymore. So that can cause, like, a massive split and a chasm. So, I mean, hopefully it's a growing situation for them.
I've been through that a couple of times. I had one church here that I'd gone to for 8 years, and there was inappropriateness. Like I never got into the drama of it. I really did try to stay out of it. Like there were rumors and everything of both the pastor and his wife having affairs, but then some people were saying it was like an emotional affair, other people saying physical, and I really did try to not get into the drama of it or the salacious nature of it, because at the heart of it, these were two people that I really cared about, you know, and I hated to see it for them, and I really hated to see it for the church.
Sure.
But the problem was, what was really bad was a bad timing for me, because I used to come in here and I'd do Monday schools about the lessons that I learned, and I had started seeing a lot of the sermons were cut and paste from all the sermons. I'd been there 8 years, and I could almost tell what he was going to cut and paste in there because he was combining sermons, and it wasn't a lot of new stuff. And so I'm like, something's going on.
A best of show.
Yeah, really, that's what it felt like. I'm like, something's not right here. And so I was already thinking about leaving and going to find a different church. I'm like, it's just not working. It's definitely not helping me for work, you know? And I think that my frustration was, is like, I really like this guy and the way he said things. When he was on fire in the beginning, it was great. Like, I was learning a lot. But then I'm like, I have a responsibility to people that listen to the show to bring them good, godly stuff, you know, when we do the Monday School. And so I was already starting to look to leave, and then this happens, and so it looks like I left
because of
that.
Sure.
And nothing could have been further from the truth. Like, it had nothing to do with that, but I hated seeing that. I was at another church that had a split. The pastor got caught for pornography.
Oh, wow.
And what was fascinating was to watch people justify the behavior.
Oh, there was defending of
said
pastor?
Like, there was a church meeting, and it got really heated, and people were arguing, and somebody literally said, well, he has to know what's out there so that he can be better about, and we're like, that's not what happened at all, you know? That wasn't research.
It's not homework.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, and I get it, because, you know, you have this connection with this person, you don't want to believe that it's true,
yeah.
But he admitted it, you know? And so then you start justifying it, and I think, honestly, you know, to get political for a minute, I think that happened with Trump for a lot of evangelicals. They didn't want Hillary in there, and I get that. I 100% get that. And they wanted the Republican Party in there, and so Trump had so much negative all around him, but then they had to hold on to something because he didn't line up faith-wise with a lot of things. His actions didn't. But then they started manufacturing things like, look, he's holding a Bible. Look, he's doing this. And he's God's man. Some people went so far as to be like, he is God's man. And I liked the political, you know, properties of a Republican government personally. But I was never a Trump supporter because I never espoused him as a godly man. I would never put that on him. And I don't think you have to. I think you can vote for somebody based on their politics, regardless of their religion. Yes, you would love them to be like-minded and sympathetic to what you believe in, but I think we really elevated Trump's religious nature or his faith. I think a lot of people did that to justify the other behavior, because he had a lot of bad things right up to the election that don't align with faith at all, but they're like, oh, we just gotta somehow make this okay. I think that's what used to really make me mad during the election, was people that justified and then attached God to it versus just going, yeah, I'm just going to vote this way. I think it's a better strategy for where I want my 401k to be or something like that. Fine.
I can't imagine God looking down and be like, yeah, it's God's man. And him being like, I can imagine him being like, ooh, wait.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's who attributed that?
Yeah.
You know,
but,
and you know what? He can say the same thing about me.
Yeah.
Like, God could look at me and go, hey, you don't always live your life like I want you to live it. Don't, you're not my representative, you know?
We did have some friends who actually, like, left our church because they said, someone explained this to me, and this was handed down through a couple different people, so I might have gotten the telephone version of it, but they said that they left because we did not, because the church itself did not outwardly talk about Donald Trump as supporting him to be the next president.
Really?
Like, they left our church because we didn't say anything, which, in my opinion, I'm fine with going to church and not hearing about the president or politics.
Sure.
You know, we can talk about COVID at church because that's just like a very influential thing, and everybody has to figure out how they want to approach it from an organizational standpoint.
In that building.
Yeah, it's a building. But like, Trump does not, a president does not need to influence our, you know, our spiritual journey.
And a lot of churches do swing down the middle and try not to endorse or, you know, because you have people on both sides. It's the same way here.
Yeah.
Like, on the radio, we have probably a dead split. Maybe a little bit more on the Republican side, but we have, you know, Republicans and Democrats that both listen. And so whenever I'm doing politics stuff, it's not that I fear conflict or anything like that. Like, I have to kind of dodge it and be a little bit more generic and down the middle. And it's not because, oh, I want everyone to be my best friend. But the reality is, you don't want to run off half of your audience either way. You know, and so it's tough to do politics because everyone's so passionate about them. And the, at the end of the day, you're really not going to change somebody's mind. Like early on in my career, I thought, okay, you have these conversations and you become like a pundit and you're changing. You're giving them information and they are going to change their mind and see things the way you do. Not true at all. Like very rarely do you change somebody's mind politically. Now it happens here and there, but very rarely, because for every fact that you throw out, they have another fact from the other side that says that fact is wrong, you know? And so you just, it gets exhausting after a while. And so I think that's why I stripped a little bit out of it. Out of the show, just because you people and they hear things wrong and they don't listen long form like you as a potty. You've heard this entire conversation, and so you can digest it and you can then make your assessment based on a long thing versus people in a car listening to half of it and all they heard in that whole segment was, Wally said Trump's not God's man. Well, I said a lot more than that, right?
How could he?
I'm writing your boss because I want you removed from this radio station, and I am never supporting it again.
I'm pulling my support.
I am pulling my support, and I'm telling everybody that I know to also pull their support. I love how punitive we get as believers sometimes. It's not enough. It's not enough to just disagree. I have to disagree with you, and I have to punish you.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we see that because hell is a punishment.
Maybe.
I wonder if that's ingrained in us. We're like, well, if God can punish people, why can't we, you know? Why? Yeah.
I feel like I'd be like, okay, it'd be a bummer, but I would be okay if someone decided that the product as a whole had gone a direction that they were like, I just don't care for it anymore. I'm going to pull my support. But it is the people that maybe it's not even the way that they are thinking about it, but in the moment they decided to send one email based on half a break that decides their entire picture of the Wally Show or WayFM.
Well, the reason you do it like that, though, it's the same way if you're mad at Southwest. You had your flight canceled, and so what do? You hit them where you think it's going to hurt them. You say, you have not met my expectations. I'm really mad at you, and I am going to never fly you again, and I'm going to tell everyone I know on social media to never fly you again. And you're hoping that someone goes, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. That is the worst news ever.
How do we make this up to you?
Karen, are you okay? I just want to know that you're going to be okay, Karen. I just need to know this. And so how can I make it right? You know? And there's some people that, depending on how they've handled it, I've gone back to them like, all right, you know what? I might have been wrong on this. I think I might have crossed the line. I've admitted that to people. Mm-hmm. Or if they come at me in a way that is productive, I'll be like, look, I see where you're coming from. And man, that I get it. You know what? And let's have a conversation about this. And we'll go a couple emails deep. But the ones that just are like cancel culture, I literally will usually ask them, where are you listening from? They'll tell me, and then I will give them the frequency to Caleb and be like, you are built for Caleb. You are Caleb material.
Yep.
Because they will never offend you, and it will be great. And you know what? They probably will offend you. Honestly, like everything's going to offend you, but try them.
You'll find something.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've been snippy like that before. But anyway, did you see the latest in the Gabby Petito thing?
Not past what we talked about yesterday.
Oh.
There's more?
Gavin, you got to get caught up.
I didn't see it on Good Morning America today.
Well, you didn't see it on that because it's on TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so there.
Let's go.
I'm here. Sat there with my daughter last night. My daughter goes, have you seen this on TikTok?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I have not. And because my daughter is like, she's one of these kids that's kind of like sleuthy on the internet.
Yes.
Where like she found you, Gavin, when like I didn't have your socials when we were first interviewing you. And she's like, so you have red hair, kind of look like a hobbit? Yeah, that's him.
Like a hobbit. I've made it. I'm not a leprechaun
anymore.
Yeah,
like she found you like that quick. And so she loves doing that. And so she was like, have you seen this? Have you seen this latest thing? They think that now Brian Landry is being hidden by his parents in a bunker in their backyard. And again, really? Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, show me the video that you think this. Okay. So what happens is, there are like two flower beds, and it's all conceivable, because how has this guy avoided capture and then been able to eat and survive? Okay, so they now this would have had to have been a bunker they already had in place, because there's no way with the speculation that they're under, like maybe it's like a storm shelter or something, because they could not have dug one this fast and not been noticed. Okay,
because the place has been like on watch too.
So that's the first hole in this theory.
Yes,
but I will say this, and I'm sure it's probably just a rabbit, but as you look, there's like someone with the drone footage of them at this planter, and it looks like there's an arm that comes up out of the ground and the mom hands something to them, and then the arm disappears. It's a little grainy. It's a little UFO-y, but you all of the people that, you know, fancy themselves as crime junkies are lighting it up, and they're all commenting about it and stuff. And I watched it a bunch of times, and there were times when I'm like, no, it's like a rabbit or something. And then there are times I'm like, that was a hand.
It's an arm.
I know. It's crazy. But it would make sense, like, if they were hiding him somewhere on the property, and that's one of the only ways, like, hide in plain sight, basically.
Because now they're hunting this guy down.
Exactly.
Like, all these resources across different states are on the prowl. Also, I feel a little bit bad for a family that's just got, like, random people, like, hovering, drones over their house, because they're like, maybe I'll find him.
Well, then when they see the drone, they quickly walk inside. So that's the other thing that you're like, and I can understand you don't want to be drone footaged. So whether you're hiding someone or not, you'd be like, all right, I'm
that's
done
a
with
privacy
this.
Concern.
Yeah, but that family, man, honestly, they have just handled themselves so badly for the other family. Like, if these two were high school sweethearts, and this is what kind of makes me think that there's more to it, and that there maybe was some abuse on his part. When my wife watched the video and my daughter watched the video of her with the police on the side of the road, it was interesting because their take was different. Like, I saw it, and I saw her kind of melting down, and she took the blame and was like, you know, and I have OCD, and I get crazy sometimes, blah, blah, blah. And so I go, oh, okay, I get why that caused an altercation. My wife and daughter saw it completely differently. They saw it as a woman who's abused and was taking on the blame, which happens way too much, to try to diffuse the situation. And it was interesting hearing them talk about it, because it made me see it in a different light. And then I went back and watched it. I'm like, you know what? I could actually see this. And I had one opinion hardcore going in, and I saw that, and I thought, oh man, they might actually be right. And then when you string all these things together of her missing and then the way she was murdered and stuff, you're like, oh man, that could have been a pattern of abuse from this guy.
But this whole situation does prove to us how obsessed we as a culture are with a crime junkie related thing, that we're going to follow this until the bitter end, even if there isn't a big end.
I think we all want to be the one that solves it. I think a lot
guessed
of people
it right, maybe.
Yeah, and people that are online speculating and things like that, we like to be right as people.
I do think some people take this stuff to heart, too.
Oh, yeah.
That they're like, not necessarily like, oh, Gabby Petito is, the representation of all women across the board, but I do think that people take some of this very personally.
Oh, absolutely. All right, moving on. I was watching Survivor last night, and it was something I hadn't seen from one of the first episodes, and there's something that we used to do when we would watch it. You know where they're getting ready to bring the people in for the contest, and he goes, come on in, guys! And so I would always try to time my, come on in, guys! Oh. Like, exactly at the same time as he would do it, and my daughter would too, and we'd laugh about it. And so it was just a dumb little thing we did. And so last night I watched it, he goes, come on in! And I'm like,
oh, you left off the guys?
Why do you think you left the guys off?
Just to be like, because they're not all guys?
Exactly.
Did he outwardly say that?
Yes! I missed that episode. My wife was like, oh, they addressed it in the first episode. Like, come on.
We've always used guys as a generic phrase for
people. Come on,
people.
Come on, non-binary humans. Come on, gender-neutral people. Like,
come on, you get to choose.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you joined the coward culture, man. Like, that's what I'm calling it. Like, the coward culture that's afraid to just say things and not be politically correct. And it's like, oh, we got to work so hard not to offend anybody at all. When you're doing something that's non-offensive, you know, like, it's not like he's going out of his way to be offensive. And why, you know what? The tribe has spoken. Why do you use the word tribe? Indigenous people could be offended by that.
It's a bunch of white people saying
it. Yeah, like, let's get rid of that,
cut
too.
Cut that out.
Like, where do you stop with this nonsense, man? Like, I'm getting worked
up. Because if
you're
going to do it once, you're going to have to do it across the board.
Yeah.
Like, if you are going to do it, then do it all. But, like, if you're just going to do one, then don't.
Come on in, guys. Like, that's it. Like, hey, guys. Like, somebody walked in here the other day and said, like, hey, guys, what's the thing for today? You know, and if Betty was here, it wouldn't have been offensive to her. Because it's just you all. It's everybody in general. But we're so overly, gosh darn, sensitive about everything now that I was telling my wife, like, I got on this rant at home, too. And I'm like, do you... Yeah, I know. Because she was like, is it really that big of a deal to you? I said, yes. I said, what you're going to do is you're going to... pretty soon, the last bastion of being able to say anything is going to be at a comedy club. And maybe we talked about this the other day. And I'm like, it's going to be make comedy clubs even more vile because comedians are going to go even harder. Because the only thing that balances political correctness is... people that will then be politically incorrect. You know, it's the only balance to that. And comedians are the ones that usually will do that and be outspoken about it and funny about it, you know? And so you're going to... one of two things is going to happen. I'm like, either comedy clubs are going to get really politically correct, and that's not fun. Like, that's no good for anybody, you know, or it's going to become really raunchy and really vile because it will be such a pushback. Mm. It's kind of like my theory about, like, racism, that in this world where we're trying so hard to not see color and we're homogenizing everything and we're trying to make everything equal and fair and we're swinging the pendulum so far to the left on it, that you're going to have a worse pushback from people that would have otherwise been like, yeah, I think racism's really bad. But then when you go to the nth degree and then you slant things so that it's not truly fair for everybody, but it slides the other way, you're going to have people that will push back, and it's going to make racism far worse. Basically, what I'm saying is when you call things out as racist that are not racist, that immobilizes people to then choose a side, and they are not choosing a good side. They're mm-hmm. choosing a more or a less diverse side is what they're going to choose, you know, by and large. And so I think that's the culture that we get in. It drives me crazy. So... and I had another story on this, but I'm
let's keep going.
It kind of went with this, but I'm ranted out for the day. Gavin, do you have any birthdays?
No, there were no birthdays today.
Again?
Yeah. Well, I think we did one yesterday, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we did one yesterday.
We did one yesterday.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I guess that is going to end our aftercast today. I don't want to end with the Norway bow and arrow attack.
Oh, you're gonna, bummer. You gonna pitch it though? Don't wait. Maybe not.
Yeah, this was weird. Like I, because Norway.
It's not loud. I'm not laughing.
No, it's not. It's way not funny.
Not laughable. Like, it's definitely not. Sorry.
It's funny because normally we would do something like this and then go into, like, a kid's birthday, but we don't have a kid's birthday.
I'm sorry, but I didn't have that to redeem the
yeah,
day.
No, I'm glad, actually. That's good. But, like, yeah, this was a crazy story. There were 5 people dead in a random bow and arrow attack in Norway. And
when
like,
are you ever going to hear that again?
Yeah, like, what in the world? But it does go to show you that, because they have, like, restrictive gun laws and things like that. It does go to show you, if somebody is going to be disturbed enough to carry something out, they're going to do it regardless. You know, they're going to make a bomb, they're going to do a thing, they're going to use a gun, whatever it is, you know. And so this is just another example of that, where it was really weird. Like, they caught the guy like in 40 minutes, but it just had to be one of the most weird, surreal things, I would think. And sadly, I mean, like, 5 people lost their lives, which is crazy. And they said there wasn't a possible motive yet, but, like, that was last night. But then today I saw that this guy had been on a watch list of the police in Norway because they think he'd become radicalized. So now the thinking is it's not disgruntled employee, it's a possible terror thing, you know. And so that's a whole other thing. If it's disgruntled employee, you know, for me, I'm like, we got to get better at recognizing and helping people with mental illness.
Yeah.
If it's radicalized terrorism, how do you stop that? You know, that's the hard thing. Because I, you know, what's weird about like localized terror is people that live in communities around other people, and they interact with them and maybe have good interactions with people, but they're so bent on their ideology and they don't let that sway them. Like, maybe good interactions they have with the person that serves them coffee down the street, it's not enough to stop mm-hmm. them from their hate that's ingrained in them,
yeah.
Which is really sad to me, you know, is that is... the world that we live in, that there is so much hate that drives somebody to these kind of horrific actions. But again, this was just so weird.
Yeah.
And I'm curious how it shakes out.
It does show the good message of like, love God, love people. Like, it's very simple to just keep being nice to people because you never know like what somebody's going through. And if you can make a difference in somebody who is, you know, feeling radical, if you can at least have some sort of positive impact on just about anybody, that's a good thing. But this stuff, it seems like you can take any weapon away, but something's still going to find a way. It does. It's a bummer because I feel like whenever I thought of like going to a bow and arrow range, like that's an innocent thing in my
head.
Yeah,
exactly.
And now it's like, oh, well.
Yeah, anything can be a weapon, you know, at this point. But yeah, I was going to go to, because I like go to a shooting range, but I was actually going to go to a bow and arrow range at one time. And then I went to pull back a bow and arrow. I'm like, this is harder than
it's
I thought.
It's really tough.
It's hard, isn't it?
And then when you do it wrong, it slaps your arm. That really hurts.
That was it for me. I'm like, no, I'm not Katniss Everdeen. I saw myself as that, but no, it's not going
to
shake out.
I wanted
out like
to
that.
Hit the target, but really I'm going to soar past it. Or...
Yeah, I would have gone with crossbow beforehand.
My buddy got one of those for his birthday.
Because that's like way more, that's more like a gun. And so like, and you cock it by putting your feet on the ground and pulling it up. Like that's more my speed.
Yeah.
Like same. I couldn't pull the other dumb one back.
The people who like in movies who are just like one after the other after the other. I'm like, that's not possible.
Yeah, that's not possible at all. Like with a compound bow.
No.
All right. Well, I think that is going to actually officially do it for our aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.